This is not perfect. Only to maintain our life. By each other help, we will survive and also we will practice bhakti for this. Try to listen now, those who are here. This family life is not
for only for enjoying.
Not only for enjoying. It is for helping each other and going and developing our Krishna consciousness. Those who are doing so, oh, Krishna will punish them very much. Our this human body has been given by Krishna. Due to his
causeless mercy,
he has given this body. Only to practice bhakti yoga. So those who are always enjoying family life, oh, Krishna will punish them. He will crush. So you should always helping each other, wife and husband, not daily changing, divorcing, and you should develop your Krishna consciousness. And that is why he has told. Satang prasangam vidya samvidau bhavante ritakarana rasayana tatha tajyosanata asu apabhagvatmani sadharati bhakti anu pravishyati. Pundarik is here. He should explain.
Satam prasanganam vidya samvidau bhavanti ritakarana rasayana katha tat josnad ashu apavarga vartmani shraddharati bhakti anukhamishyati. In this verse, it is said that those who have desire to advance in the path of Krishna consciousness and they want to get rid from the cycle of birth and death, then what they should do? They should go in the association of sadhus, those bona fide saintly persons who are relishing the taste of Krishna consciousness in their heart. What happens there in their association? Satam prasangan mam vichya sambidu. They are always discussing about my powerful pastimes, my sweet pastimes, which are so powerful and so potent that they can actually award us the ultimate perfection and cleanse our heart from all kind of disease, especially lust. Sadam prasangan mamavitya sambhido bhavanti ritakarna rasayana katha. These pastimes which we hear in the company of sadhu, they are not only powerful and potent, but they are also very sweet. They are very relishable for the ear as well. They are very poetic. When we hear, we will immediately feel the effect that our all anxiety and misery will disappear. Then, what will happen? Gradually, the faith, the shraddha, it will intensify in our heart. It will become more strong, and gradually it will become rati, and then further onwards prem. So this is why it is very important that we should go in the shelter, in the association of those saintly persons who have realized that absolute truth, who actually are firmly established in the relationship with the Supreme Lord. Hare
Krishna. More vital point is that, right, my English?
Yes.
More important
it is that Krishneti jasya girim tang manasadri dikshasti cheta pranati bhishya bhajantamisham susosya bhajan vikyamanandamanda mindadi sunnam hridamipsati shankara. Most important, how to behave with Vaishnava. to Kanishtha, Madhyam or really they are Madhyam Vaishnava. If they don't behave, they are not Vaishnava. You can. From there you can. From there. Oh, no, no.
Krishnaiti yasya giritam manasadriyeta. This is a very important verse in the Upadeshamrit by Srila Rupa Goswami. And Srila Gurudev explained that if we cannot follow this verse, we cannot advance one inch in Krishna consciousness. Krishnaiti yasya giritam manasadriyeta. Man means mind. For one who's not very serious in Krishna consciousness, for who's a kanistha bhakta, a prakriti bhakta, materialistic bhakta, but who's sometimes chanting Hare Krishna, then we should offer obeisances to him within our mind. If we offer obeisances to such a proud materialistic bhakti with our body, then even if we're in a higher position, he may become puffed up and think that, oh, this is a lower devotee. And so we do it in our mind. Then if dikshasti chase pranati bis, if someone has actually taken diksha, not in a what's called anusthanika diksha, simply just swaha swaha, just the externals, but not actually following with the heart or following the principles. Not like that. But if someone has actually taken diksha and he's actually sincerely following his spiritual master's instructions and the instructions of the previous acharyas, then that person is considered as a madhyama or middle devotee. And we should offer our obeisances to such a person with our body and cooperate in some ways. Then shushushi bis. If someone is a pure devotee, a self-realized soul, an uttama mahabhagwat, who's always absorbed 24 hours a day in meditating on the Lord's eightfold pastimes, his 24-hour-a-day pastimes, and that person is nindadi, beginning from the offense of criticizing others, if he's free from all faults, beginning with the fault of criticizing others, then one should serve him with his life and soul and be prepared to give his whole head. Such a person can be accepted as a bona fide guru. And only by the grace of and guidance of such a person can one know how to deal with all other devotees and thus make advancement.
Here Kanishtha Adhikari means, if Kanishtha Adhikari is taking in whole day one even Krishna, what is the meaning? Oh, if he is not Mayavadi, he is not attracted to Mayavadi, and he is not Sahajiya, or so much Vishai.
Huh?
He is not like so. But he is not very strong like a Madhyam Adhikari. Then he is Kanishtha. And if he is chanting even one name without any initiation, we should reward him by mind.
And if he is not offensive to Vaishnavas.
Yes. Everything comes. So, he is Kanishtha. If he is telling name one, oh, we should know him, our Sajatiya.
Same family.
Oh, in family. But even Dikshit, he is taken initiation, first, second, third, fourth, fifth, five. So many. But he is not favorable. He has so many faults ago. I am guru of all. Then he should be rejected. Isso. this will be very humble. So, he should be honored. If you are not giving respect, then you are like Krishna, more than this. And if you are offending, then no sign of, no symptom of any problem. So, we should honor three kinds of Vaishnavas. What Rupa Goswami said. If you are not giving proper respect to them, even a Kanishtha Adhikari, if you are not giving proper respect, you cannot develop your Krishna consciousness. So you should try to give respect. At the time of sitting in classes, at the time of prasadam, at that time of any meeting, always try to give proper respect according to their bhakti. It is very favorable for bhakti. Anasaktasya vishyan yatharaham upayunjata nirbandha krishna sambandhe yuktam vairagyam utsyata. Maharaj, Madhav Maharaj, explain.
So, the Bhakti Vinod Thakur has explained here that Anasaktasya Vishayan Yatharam Upajunyata Nirbandhe Krishna Sambandhe Yuktam Vairagya Muchyate. What is Yukta Vairagya? Vairagya means renunciation. There are two types of vairagya, means two type of renunciation. One is called phalgu vairagya or markad vairagya. Means renunciation only to show to others. Just like a monkey. They never dress themselves with human beings, not they are making any building, but always they are ready to grab some other thing. Especially if you go in Vrindavan, you can see, if you are passing through any lane and you have some fruits or anything, food stuff, they look from distance and they will be calm and quiet. When you come nearer, they will grab you, take everything and go away. You could understand they want to grab you from your hand. So this type of vairagya called markad vairagya. Actually no vairagya at all. Only want to show others that I am so renounced person. And what is Yukta Vairagya? About this, Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur has quoted this sloka. That Anasaktasya Vishayan, you will not be attached too much with your material thing. For maintaining your life, which is needed, you will accept that thing only. Not more than that. Anasakta sabhisayan yatharam upadunyata, which is needed, you can accept that, then you are okay. If you take too much, then it's not good for you. So Srila Rupa Goswami also restrict about this thing in his Upadesamritam. Nirbandha Krishna sambandhe, and which you will do, try to please Krishna. How? Through bona fide Gurudev. If you do so, that whatever you are doing, all your endeavor will go to please Krishna. Being one-pointed, then it is Yukta Vairagya. If Yukta Vairagya, then you will advance in Krishna consciousness very easily. And if you not, only Markar Vairagya, then you will go down, down, down. And Yukta Vairagya, then you go gradually higher and higher. And one day will come, then you'll get more good association and you can attain the service of divine couple. Hare Krishna.
Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur is explaining a very essential thing. If you have given up everything, You have left your wife, children, your wealth, your position, everything. But you have not given up all things. Even you are given. Oh. Pratishtha. Pratishtha means praise. Self-praise. That also praise me. This ichha,
desire
is very dangerous. It is like crocodile. At once it will swallow you. Or it is like swapacharamini.
Prostitute.
Prostitute. Bogus prostitute. In a moment she can take your all. So try to keep it
away from you.
Far away. Oh, it is the root of all kinds of unwanted things. So always be very careful. Oh, don't even touch. Don't touch. And don't look after this. Even by mind, in dream even, if you want to develop Krishna. It is very hard to develop. All want that also praise me. And we will do. If any lady comes and I tell her, oh, your baby is very beautiful, right? Though he is black.
And ugly.
His teeth are
coming out.
But if I, oh, your son is very, very beautiful, very, or she will be
popped up.
So, try to be very far away. If anyone tells that you are bhakta, yeah, it is good. He is telling truth, but also be careful for this. So anyone being like this, qualified by all these qualities, in morning, in evening, in midday, in night, those who chant Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Continuous in day and night, without any break. Oh, for them no any other sadhana is needed. He is perfect. His sadhana is perfect. Very soon he will obtain that. So you should try to do like this. Having full faith in name. Hare Krishna. Hare Rama. Oh, embodiment of Radha and Krishna. Radha Krishna has Radha and Krishna. They have invested their all mercy, all power, all affluences, everything in this name. So you should have a very strong faith. By this I will must be happy in my life. After life this also. Ekanta bhakte kirtan. So what they will do? If he is one-pointed bhakta, ananya bhakta, Dravan, then kirtan and smaran. He has done samaran. He has heard all these things. All kinds of Vaishnava theory, Vaishnava philosophy, Krishna tattva, Jiva tattva, Maya tattva, Prem tattva, Ras tattva, everything he has heard. Now he is one-pointed and always meditating or smaran, remembering, and kirtan, both. And all other bhakti came.
Limbs of the bhakti.
Limbs of bhakti has nothing to do. Only shaman and kirtan. Day and night. Not for you.
not for you. One day, this is our goal. Now not. But one day when you will be one pointed like this, knowing all the Vaishnava philosophies, Prem Tattva, Rasa Tattva, Radha Tattva, Krishna Tattva, everything, then you will be mature. And then he will have no taste in any limbs of bhakti, only Samadham. Anya parve ruchi nahi hai pravartan. So we should not criticize him in dream event. Otherwise your bhakti will be gone. Bhavera sahita hai Krishna. At that time by remembering and by kirtan, he does the service of Radha and Krishna. Always. Oh, we cannot now realize this, but really this. There is much difference in archan and shravan. What I told.
There is much difference between archan and shravan.
What is shravan? Oh, give it to her. Give it to her. She can explain. No?
Yes, I'll try.
Raghunath Das Goswami Smaran and even Archan of Govardhan Shila is not Archan.
Bhav Seva.
It is Bhav Seva. And Kanishta Madhyam Adhikari, they may do Archan. Their Archan and to serving Gurudev, even directly, all are archan, not bhavseva. It is so hard. What I told Prabhu? You. Mahabharata.
Mahibharata.
Worship of deities, chanting different things are actually archan, but then when you come to a very, very high stage, it becomes bhav seva.
What is Raghunath Das Goswami was worshipping and offering bhogs to his Girar Shila? What is this?
That's bhav seva.
This is archan?
Bhav seva.
Why?
Because his mood is Anugatya to Srimati Radhika. His mood is Anugatya to Srimati Radhika.
What do you mean?
He is one pointed and is chanting and remembering his Bhav Seva.
He is doing Bhav Seva. His archan is Bhav Seva. But our serving also is archan, not Bhav Seva. So try to realize this. Much different. Don't think that my Gurudev is, he should also worship like me. Don't
drag him in your own level.
Don't drag from transcendental world to here that he should achant.
Like
he should chant always like me. Counting his beads, 1 lakh or 2 lakh or 3 lakh. Don't see. Rupa Goswami, I think that he never counted 1 lakh name. Why? In first name, when he began Hare Krishna, he was in pain. Tears coming, heart melting, and he became unconscious. Like Mahaprabhu, it has been told for Mahaprabhu, always with Sankhya. Nirbandha, he used to chant name with his knots of
Kopin.
But when he was in unconsciousness and jumping in ocean for 2 days, where was he chanting beads? And how he was doing Hare Krishna? Was he doing? Or if this is the fruit of all the bhakti limbs?
So if anyone is on the level of bhav or more, he can do seva. He will do bhav seva.
Yes.
Before that, we are doing archan.
Archan. All are archan. But your guru seva, everything is archan. And he, he is not Madhyam Adhikari now. He has become Uttam Adhikari.
But Madhyam Adhikari also Archan.
Yes, he is. To some extent. If he is Madhyam Kanishta or Madhyam Madhyam. And if he is going to be Uttam Adhikari, then he has passed that way. And his Archan is Bhav Seva.
Bhav Seva and Bhajan, same?
That no, it is above sadhana. It is above sadhana. Though Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, they were practicing bhakti yoga, but they are so much above the level of sadhana.
Na, bolche bhav seva aur bhajan, dute ek thi.
Bhajan is bhajan, bhav seva.
Bhajan is like that. Bhajan. Our bhajan is archan. And there, archan is
bhajan. There archan is Krishna bhajan.
So, bhaver sahit hai Krishna sevan, swarasya ki bhav krame hai uddipan. And then swarasya ki uddipan. What is the meaning of swarasya ki? Swabhav natural. To serve Radha and Krishna conjugal for 8 part of day and night. He is going. He is sitting here. He is not here. He is with Krishna where Krishna is with Radhika. Where Krishna now? Discover. Krishna has returned from cow herding. Jashoda Maa is seeing any scratch in his mouth. No? In mouth. And taking his all
bad things.
Balaya lena. I'm taking. My son should be okay. Like this. And in the meantime, Madhumangal may come. Oh, I know why this crashes. And Krishna, not like this. Oh.
Bye. Bye. Aye.
And after this, Krishna goes to milk cow. Milking cow. And some wrestling with friends. Sometimes Siddham may defeat at that. And after that, he will come and take bath and Jashoda Maiya give so much prasadam with all friends. And what Radhika? Radhika is repenting in his home. I'm very
unfortunate.
Very unfortunate. Because I cannot meet Krishna alone. Never and never. In morning, in night, or sleeping with Mother Jashoda. And after that, cowherding. With so lakhs and lakhs
Sakhas
friends. And after that coming in the lap of Jashoda. So I am unfortunate. So much. She is cooking some Manohar Laddu. Amrit Keli.
Amrit Gutika.
Gutika and so many things. And sends it to Krishna in Jashoda.
Nandagaon.
Nandabhavan. And they are enjoying all this. And Radhika is so much
lamenting
at this time. This is that time. And he will at once by his Siddha Se will go and serve Radhika. Oh, sweating Radhika. Weeping Radhika. Consoling and serving. Oh, this sadhak will.
This is bhav seva.
Bhav mai seva.
Swarasya ki seva.
Swarasya ki. Gaur prema. I've told everything. You also try to take in your heart.
One more thing, Siva.
One more thing.
After this, I don't know anything.
The devotees are asking that our advancement in bhakti comes from the mercy of Guru, but also it depends on our sukritis and sanskars.
Somewhat.
So
sukriti also comes from their association.
Is the mercy of the Guru limited by our own lack of sukritis and sanskars?
Huh?
Does the mercy of the Guru depend upon our amount of sukritis and sanskars?
It may be in some case, but it is always nirankush. Nirankush means
uncontrolled.
Uncontrolled by anyone. It may come to any loafer person, bogus person.
Harivo! Harivo!
Krishna mercy, that is called ahetuki.
Cause.
But sometimes cause. But their mercy and everything is causeless. He may tell a loafer person, oh, bring a glass of water. I know Prabhupada was like this. Some was very lusty. And anyhow, his eyes fell on that person and he told, oh, bring something for me. And he used to bring. And in the last he was totally changed. Miracle. Gaur Premanande. I like that you, Govinda Paral Prabhu, Ashram Maharaj. Oh. What
Mula,
name?
Mula Prakriti.
Mula Prakriti. You, Prabhu, my Bhar Prabhu, and all. What you have learned from me. You should try to distribute like me. This is your best seva for your people. For all I am telling this, what you have taken from me, you should try to distribute.
Others.
And to serve. Engage your life in these things. Then your life will be successful and our also these classes will be. Now go, Priman.
We have drama. We have
Hare Krishna.
Drama play?
Now there will be drama play. Before that, one announcement. Devotees who want to receive Sri Gurudev's nectarian classes.